This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. So glad you could listen today. All this week, Lake Effect and WUWM News are examining the fallout from the past year's unprecedented political landscape during our series, Project Milwaukee, State of Upheaval. Yesterday and today on Lake Effect, we've been looking especially at winners and losers. Conventional wisdom says the Republican governor and Republican majority legislature have made business and business interests a big winner in the state, with tax policies that especially benefit business and industry. In taking office, Scott Walker declared the state is now open for business. But it's been a mixed bag. Employment is stagnant at best, and though unemployment has fallen slightly of late, the number of jobs here has declined significantly. One of the changes the Walker administration pushed through was eliminating the Department of Commerce and replacing it with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and giving it a narrower set of responsibilities. Former Green Bay Mayor Paul Jaden heads that corporation, and he joins us by phone to talk about the year in business. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you very much.
Can you address the disconnect in Wisconsin? The unemployment rate is down slightly, but the state is also losing jobs. What is going on here?
Well, we do have a workforce paradox, and we're, of course, trying to address that through the Department of Workforce Development and with the assistance of all levels of our schools. The problem is, of course, we have a 7.7% unemployment rate, and thousands of jobs are going unfilled. So we have to do a much better job of linking our training to our needs within the corporations that are having those problems.
How would you assess the progress that your department and the state in general has had in creating jobs here?
Well, we've had an impact on about 20,000 jobs within the new WEDC, and that goes back, of course, to 6 months of commerce activity as well, because we came here in January and then became the corporation on July 1. We've managed to reorganize the entire department with the biggest change being the fact that we moved all of our regulatory functions over to the new Department of Safety and Professional Services, and that was probably more than two-thirds of our positions. We actually started with about 55 people here in July, and we're building back to about 95.
How much difference has that reorganized department made in impacting your ability to do what you do? It is a much smaller and more narrowly focused department than your predecessors.
Well, narrowly focused in that we don't do any regulation, but we have the ability to broaden our purpose to go beyond simply the activities that people are familiar with in terms of the old commerce, those being providing tax credits and grants, loans, and so forth. We still do that. In fact, we've pretty much conducted business as usual from January 3rd forward. But in addition to that, we've added an entrepreneurship and innovation division that is going to be essentially all things small business, from working with entrepreneurs and would-be entrepreneurs to helping with incubation business plans, searching for venture capital. And, of course, that's an area that is absolutely critical for the state. We need more seed capital. We need more venture capital. And we probably need revolving loans here at the WEDC to assist in bridging the gap from startup to where more traditional venture capitalists can come into play. But in addition to that division, we've added a business and industry division, which is going to allow us to work more effectively with targeted industries, whether it be the water industries in southeast Wisconsin, biotech here in Madison, the advanced manufacturing wind in northeast Wisconsin, ag throughout the state, that sort of thing. And then we're going to have a marketing area. The state has done a very poor job of marketing itself for business purposes, so everyone tends to believe Wisconsin is what they see on Monday Night Football, which is that we wear cheese on our heads and take our clothes off in cold weather. So we've got to do a much better job of telling our story and making it easier for people to reach out to the state for the potential for business relocation.
It does not seem like a stretch to say that the political and economic climate here have been in flux for the past year. Do you think that also plays into Wisconsin's image? Are there businesses that are out there that are playing a wait-and-see game looking at what is going on in the state?
I think it's fair to say that uncertainty is always our biggest enemy. We had that uncertainty going into last year's election. I think coming out of 2010, we enjoyed significant job growth because there was a belief of some certainty with respect to the taxation and regulatory climates. And that kind of tapered off from through May and June, both because of what's going on locally and because of what's going on at the federal and global level. These markets are clearly dependent on what's going on in Europe, what's going on in Washington, and we need to see some significant action at the federal level to get back to some level of certainty. And, of course, we need to get through this recall situation as well.
Well, and along the lines of the national and economic markets, how much difference can the state and your department itself really hope to make in job creation? And how much of the equation is really a reflection of regional or national or international trends?
Well, I think we can make a difference by establishing an environment in which companies feel free to grow. And they feel like there is this, the kind of certainty that, they know a year from now there's not going to be some onerous regulation that's going to put a new burden on them or an onerous taxation. We play a role in that growth when a company comes to us and essentially has a but-for argument where creating 100 jobs can be done. And it might not be done but for our assistance. The federal situation is one, though, where clearly there are an awful lot of businesses that are waiting to see something happen at the congressional level or some sort of compromise with President Obama to see that there is indeed some functionality in Washington, because right now everything looks to be dysfunctional.
Of course, the number that got all the headlines way earlier this year was Governor Walker's pledge to create about 250,000 jobs. Was it wrong or ill-advised to create a benchmark like that?
Well, I think he wanted to be as bold as he could. I think he used some benchmarks from the 80s and into the 90s to show that it had been done in Wisconsin. Obviously, the recession that we're coming out of has been very problematic, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the country and throughout the world. So I came into this job thinking if we could do 40,000 jobs the first year, we'd be on a good pace, because the odds were good that the numbers were going to be backloaded. So I saw it as a 40,000, 60,000, 70, and then 80 if we were going to hit that 250 figure. And, of course, we came out of the blocks very strong, and we're close to 40,000 by May already, but things have changed drastically in terms of the global economy and that lack of certainty that I keep referring to.
You mentioned the more narrow focus to your department, and you also pointed to the gap that exists between the number of people who are out there looking for jobs or who don't have jobs and the kinds of jobs that exist. Given the more narrow focus of your department, do you have to go out and, I mean, are you working to advocate for areas like technical colleges? I mean, what do you do as president and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to do something? What do you do to do something about, say, the state of education or the state of technical education in the state?
Well, it's about partnerships, and it starts with the Secretary of DWD, Reggie Newsom. He and I have been working on this effort since he was named Secretary. I've also met with the Superintendent of Public Schools. I've got a meeting scheduled this week with the head of the technical college system, and I've probably met three or four times with the President of the university system. In fact, he and I have agreed to co-fund a Vice President of Economic Development position in his office, so that we have a better relationship and better coordination of academic functions as it relates to getting people placed and making sure that we're getting products commercialized that start at the university level. So getting back to the K-12 system, though, we're looking at an initiative that might have us introducing manufacturing activities, for instance, in the very early grades, so that young people, say as early as first grade, are going out into the factories and starting to dream a little bit about the fact that they could earn an income in a very well-lit, very clean, and very computerized plant, and get them dreaming like they might of becoming a police officer, or firefighter, or a football player. And we've got to then get them back into the plants in later grades and then again in high school and eliminate that image of manufacturing as dirty, dumb, and dangerous, because there are not enough people going into those trades, and that is the case because they do not see those jobs as family sustainable, and they see them as still part of the old economy.
Why do you believe economic growth here seems to be so markedly different than next door in Minnesota?
I think Minnesota and Wisconsin are very similar in many ways, with the exception of the two metropolitan areas. So if you compare Milwaukee to the Twin Cities, that contrast is probably going to be where you see the biggest disparity in any sort of growth, whether it's median incomes or job creation and so forth. The Twin Cities have been very successful in bringing high-tech jobs to that area. Milwaukee had great success in creating jobs early on this year, and we hope to continue to do as much as we can to assist in continuing that. We're going to add another regional account manager to Milwaukee, and we're going to be assisting the Water Council in job growth in that area as well. So I think outside of those metro areas, the two states are virtually identical, but we have to do a much better job of addressing the significant education needs and economic needs in Milwaukee.
And by economic needs, there are people that point to, for example, transit and the ability for prospective employers to connect with their prospective employees.
And there's no question transportation is going to be critical, and I think Mayor Barrett has done a good job of addressing that. And I think the new county executive, Chris Abley, has also shown an ability to tackle what I think are going to be very significant economic development needs countywide.
And what do you see as the state's responsibility to existing employers here versus attracting companies from out of state or out of the country to expand their operations here? Is there something more the state should be doing to encourage homegrown businesses?
That's a great question, because I've made it very clear all along that our top priority is business retention. From there, it's growing business and then also giving birth to new business in Wisconsin. The fourth priority is attracting business, and that's what tends to get the most attention through the media, because it kind of goes back to that whole issue of competition. And we will have a very aggressive attraction plan, but clearly retaining what we have is critical. And yes, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to work with the major employers, the smaller employers, and those individuals who are looking at starting businesses, because ultimately we're not going to create 250,000 jobs unless we create at least 10,000 new businesses. So business startups are going to be absolutely critical, and that means working with individuals and companies in the Milwaukee area that are already there.
Paul Jaden, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Paul Jaden is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, the unit that largely replaced the state's Department of Commerce this year. He spoke with us from Madison. Another reorganized state department was the Wisconsin Arts Board. We'll speak with its director as Project Milwaukee continues next on Lake Effect from WUWM.